AP News for Friday, March 15th. I'm Ben Thomas. Legal developments involving Donald Trump. In Georgia, Kate Brumback reports a special prosecutor has withdrawn from the election interference case.
Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee had ruled earlier Friday that Fani Willis, the district attorney, could continue on the case if the special prosecutor Nathan Wade withdrew. Now that Wade has removed himself, Fani Willis can continue to pursue her prosecution. Before this all surfaced, the judge had accepted pretrial motions and was scheduling hearings on them, and that is likely to continue now that this is behind them.
In New York, a judge has delayed Trump's hush money trial for 30 days. Mike Sisick has details.
The trial was scheduled to start on March 25th, but now instead the judge is going to hold a hearing after Trump's lawyers said they have been deluged with 100,000 pages of evidence that they had not previously seen. Those records come from a federal investigation into the same conduct, the same matter. Now, the judge wants the timeline of why this evidence took so long to turn over, and he also wants to determine whether there should be sanctions for anybody involved in the case, and if the case should go on or if the charges should be dismissed.
The Israeli military says a ship has delivered 200 tons of food, water, and humanitarian supplies to Gaza, and Russians are voting in a three-day presidential election certain to extend Vladimir Putin's rule another 6 years. Norman Hall has more.
Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
In a Boeing 737-800 was found to be missing a panel after arriving at its destination in Oregon. This is AP News. Aaron Donald, a three-time AP NFL Defensive Player of the Year, is retiring after a 10-year career with the Los Angeles Rams. And no hints or suggestions for anybody here, but marriages have rebounded to pre-pandemic levels across the country. Jackie Quinn has some numbers.
The government reports there were about 2.1 million weddings taking place in America in 2022, a 4% increase from the year before. During the pandemic, the Centers for Disease Control found just 1.7 million couples were wed, the lowest number since the early 1960s. COVID disrupted many wedding plans, with people ordered to stay home and large gatherings banned in many communities. And while weddings came back up from pre-pandemic levels, the CDC also reports that divorce rates have come down. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.